Governors around the country are giving their State of the State addresses, and there was a fiery one yesterday from Democratic Governor Jerry Brown of California, who sent out a defiant message that his state will continue to defend its ideals during the Trump era, particularly when it comes to immigration, health care, and climate change.
One out of every eight Americans lives right here, and 27%, almost 11 million, were born in a foreign land. When California does well, America does well. And when California hurts, America hurts. And when we defend California, we defend America.
Scott Schaefer is senior editor for KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. He joins us from San Francisco. And Scott, you've been covering Jerry Brown for a long time. What did you make of this address?
This was vintage Jerry Brown, Jeremy. It was coherent. It was, as you said, fiery. It was funny. There was a sense of urgency, and there were also scholarly references to literature and history, a little Woody Guthrie thrown in there. You know, Jerry Brown's speeches are often focused on the budget. He's kind of known as a cautious person, especially when it comes to spending. But yesterday, he really threw that caution to the wind. It was, as we just heard, a full-throated call to arms, a call for perseverance and resistance. And, you know, it's really Jerry Brown sounding the alarm at how vulnerable California is. And now he has a very unpopular Republican opponent to lash out at. He hasn't had that, really, because Republicans are almost irrelevant in Sacramento, and we've had a Democrat in the White House. But that's all changed.
Well, let's dig into some of the details here, starting with immigration. Here he is.
We will defend everybody, every man, woman, and child who's come here for a better life and has contributed to the well-being of our state.
What is at stake for immigrants right now in California, or what has California done with people, especially who are here illegally?
You know, California, more than any other state in the past decade, but really the last 6 years under Jerry Brown, has really worked to normalize life for undocumented immigrants. They're now able to get driver's licenses. They're eligible for in-state tuition to California colleges and universities. They're, in some cases, eligible for health benefits. And all of that is being threatened in one way or another by what President Trump is talking about. You know, California has 3 to 4 million undocumented immigrants here. We have about a third of all the so-called dreamers, the people who were brought here as kids illegally. And so all those people who are concerned, they're worried about their families being split up, that exactly is what's at stake. And, you know, I talked to Senator Dianne Feinstein last week. She says she's getting thousands of calls, especially from dreamers and family members of dreamers who are just really worried.
What about health care, the Affordable Care Act? Jerry Brown talked about that. He said if the federal dollars were to be taken away, California's state budget would be directly affected, possibly devastated.
Absolutely. I mean, California, more than any other state, has embraced the Affordable Care Act. We've got 4 to 5 million people, I think, who have signed up under either the exchanges or our expanded Medicaid. We get $15 billion a year, Jeremy, from the federal government to pay for the Affordable Care Act. If that were to go away or to be severely cut back, you can just imagine what impact that would have on our state budget.
And what about climate change? Let's listen to Jerry Brown on that topic.
We can't fall back and give in to the climate deniers. The science is clear. The danger is real. We can do much on our own, and we can join with others, other states and provinces, even countries, to stop the dangerous rise in climate pollution. And make no mistake, we're going to do exactly that.
Scott, just about 30 seconds left here, but what will Jerry Brown do on the issue of climate change, especially if he's facing opposition from Washington?
Well, the legislature has hired Eric Holder, the former AG, to help California defend policies that are in place. We have a new Latino, Javier Becerra, attorney general. So they're going to be looking at both defending what we have and also reaching out to other states. I believe there's a meeting very soon in Florida with other attorneys general from Democratic states to see how they can work together to defend laws that they have and policies that they have in place. This is a signature issue for Jerry Brown, and he is determined to have this be part of his legacy in the closing days of his administration.
That's Scott Schaefer, senior editor for KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. Scott, thanks.
Thank you.